The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt, and I'm joined on the line by Brett from State Cinemas. That means it's time for another At The Flicks. We're catching up with what is happening down at Nelson's independent cinema complex in Trafalgar Street. Nelson, Brett, thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, kia ora, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. What about yourself?
Pumping out movies, you know? Woo. I'm doing the thing, my guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff to talk about this week, too.
Oh, brilliant. It's always a fun part of the week, I've got to say, finding out what's happening. So, what's happening?
Let's start off with some of the kind of special screenings we have going on this week.
Yeah.
And I'll start with Pike River. So, if you're listening to this on Thursday, we actually did a Q&A with the director and the two ladies that the film is about on Thursday night, and it sold out. And we're recording this Thursday morning, so I'm hoping it goes well. But if you're listening to this on Saturday, it went great. It was famous. It was so good. But we're also getting an opportunity now on Friday, Saturday, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday to do advanced screenings of the film, you know, less the director being here.
Yep.
And I definitely think this is a movie, I mean, every Kiwi should watch. It's about the 2010 Pike River mine explosion, which was awful. But the film sort of targets Anna Osborne and Sonia Rockhouse, who were the partners of two of the miners that went in there. And it just sort of chronicles their journey of trying to get the company that sort of didn't handle things properly in the mines, like get them held accountable for the mistakes they made that led to that happening.
Yeah.
So it's a really serious movie, really beautifully shot, but it's like a story that needs to be told, and it's a part of Kiwi history. So I think this is a really special film worth your time.
Would totally agree. And it has impacted New Zealand. I know a lot of our health and safety regulations have come in as a result of the, it would have to be called a disaster. So yeah, looks like a very important piece of New Zealand cinema.
Yeah, and like I've said this a few times, but I was fortunate enough to watch the film at a conference a few months back, and it really is a special movie worth watching, because I'm not from here, so I actually wasn't familiar with the Pike River mine situation. So it was like eye-opening and tragic to see sort of like the health and safety standards that they got away with that led to this. Like, so it is, yeah, it's a very interesting, somber movie, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to leave feeling good, but it's like you're going to leave feeling, which is, I think, good in a way.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Any piece of film that does leave you feeling something at the end, I think, is very well done. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, what sort of rating? I know we've been through this before, but just if anyone's catching this for the first time, is on the movie.
It's got an infomercial for just a bit of offensive language. And it's playing three times a day just through the kind of long Labor Day weekend. And then it officially comes out next week. So these are just advanced screenings throughout the weekend before it's got its wide release kind of globally and all that.
Yep. Okay. And is this pegged for global release, do you think?
I think definitely Australia. I feel like this movie will be one of those Kiwi films that will eventually break through to like the US market and stuff. Like this is a quality movie, but I definitely know it's getting like an Australian release.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. If you want to know more, you can, again, as normal, check out the State Cinemas website, statecinemas.co.nz. You can watch a trailer and book your tickets there as well. Okay. So Pike River, special Q&A screening plus advanced screenings this long weekend. I recommend getting out and checking it.
It is worth a watch. I mean, it sold out the Q&A. So there is like, you know, a lot of people, I think, interested in this. So I would say if you are interested and you want to watch it kind of in advance, I would get in there quick, because there's a lot of interest around this movie.
Yeah. Okay. That is Pike River screening this weekend, and then officially releasing next week. Okay, so bit of a heavy one there, but where do we go next from the Pike River mine?
Well, next we'll go to, we have a special screening that's only happening 2 days, and it's from my 80s music enthusiast out there. I've got a live Depeche Mode concert called Depeche Mode M that is screening on our big screens with thumping sound. If you're a Depeche Mode fan, this captures a concert they had during their Memento Mori tour in 2023. So the big point of that tour was there is a 3 sold-out shows in Mexico City, and this is like a beautifully shot, you know, capturing of those 3 shows kind of blended together. So if you're a Depeche Mode fan, you know, if you want to bump it to Personal Jesus in there, you can do it on the 28th of October or the 30th of October.
All right. I was looking through my records last night and pulled out a Depeche Mode thinking about this, thinking I should reacquaint myself and then get along to the movie.
Yeah. You got to get it, you know, jam out a bit and then see it on the big screen.
Yeah.
You know, I realized when I was kind of doing research for this, like, I'm not like the biggest 80s music fan, that I only know Personal Jesus. That is the only Depeche Mode song I knew. Which, shame on me. I listen to a lot of music, but I, you know, maybe I should watch this and educate myself.
It may surprise you. Maybe. Do you think there is a chance you may hear another couple of songs that you think, oh my God?
I don't know. I was going through their, like, Spotify, like, you know, that always ranks their top songs on there. And, like, I feel like an idiot because one of them had, like, 800 million streams on it. Like, how do I not know this? What's wrong with me?
Look, they are definitely a moment from the 80s. And, interesting that they're still going. It's certainly nothing makes you feel old like seeing your rock gods looking a bit aged.
I mean, they're still rocking it. Like, if you look at that poster, you know, bro's rocking a tank top and some heels and looking good in that.
That's right. That's right. It is quite a great shot, that poster shot.
It actually is. Like, the stuff that I've seen from this, like, I know it's a live concert, but it's, like, beautifully shot. Like, it gives you a really big scope. And, like, the director is Fernando Frias, which is a Mexican director. He really went, you know, above and beyond for filming this. It looks good.
Brilliant. And, who would think that a band from the 80s would be performing in Mexico in 2023 to, I'm just looking at the blurb here, over 200,000 people.
200,000 fans. These guys, they're still pulling numbers, baby.
that's nuts. That is nuts. All right, chance to get along, and there will be Depeche Mode fans around the place, and the sound is going to be phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Get in, check it out. When can we catch the Depeche Mode movie? What rating? How often?
It's just an easy PG, so if you want to take your kids along and, you know, get them integrated with 80s music, you can. But you can catch it Tuesday, the 28th of October at 8:30 p.m. or Thursday, October 30th at 6:30 p.m.
Brilliant, brilliant. And next time you hear Johnny Cash or Marilyn Manson covering Personal Jesus, you might be able
to go... That was my pathway to finding it, was both of those. I prefer the Johnny Cash, but definitely. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Depeche Mode, M, coming up at State Cinemas. Check out the trailer and get yourself some tickets. Man, we cover some different genres here on this show. Where do you take us to next, Brett?
Let's pivot again. So the next set of films I'll talk about are these are like our wide release ones, the ones that are officially starting from Thursday onwards and doing like a season. But I'll start with, we'll go to Japan with this one. I've got an anime for you here. Yeah. It's called Chainsaw Man, the movie Res Arc.
Tell me about it.
So I actually started watching this show to kind of school myself on it last night. And, okay, this is going to sound like a fever dream, me explaining the plot. All right, here we go. I'll try. So it follows this guy who's, it's this kid who's like homeless and just hard out for money and living on his own. And in this world, there's demons and spooky monsters. And he makes his money fighting and getting rid of monsters for people. And during all this, he pals up with a little dog that's got a chainsaw head that it becomes his partner in crime. But unfortunately, during one of these monster fights, they just get obliterated, and you think he's dead, but somehow he merges with this chainsaw dog and becomes Chainsaw Man, which he's a normal guy with a ripcord on his chest, and when he pulls it, his head turns into a chainsaw, and so does his arms.
Wow.
And he can now fight demons. And because he's got this unique ability, the government picks him up to kind of go pro with the chainsaw killing. And now he's sort of led into a life where he's got a bit of money and friends and stuff. So in spite of all the insanity of what I just said, there actually is kind of a sweet human story of this just sad kid who is alone and by himself, kind of getting in with friends and dating and learning about girls and all that stuff. Yeah. So there actually is like, there's humanity in the insanity, if you will.
Wow. Okay. Wild.
And this movie is a side plot to the show that covers his kind of dating life. But of course, it bursts into him riding a shark with a chainsaw head and fighting a big demon. It's crazy. So if you want something out of the box, this is it.
Okay. It looks bizarre. I got to say, it looks bizarre. A lot of Japanese anime is, though.
It is, but I do like about this, what I thought was unique, was that there is like a relatable human story in there of just trying to find community that's actually really well done in spite of, I mean, the action is cool, but like, you know, if you're not into chainsaw-headed people fighting demons, there is a beautiful, sweet little human story in there as well.
Wow. And if you are a chainsaw-headed person who's fighting demons, maybe this will show you that there is potential for other things.
There is. It'll teach you empathy along the way. Yeah, so it is a bizarre, insane, beautiful little movie.
Yeah, okay. Now, is this in Japanese language with English subtitles? Is it overdubbed? How are you playing this one?
Right, so we always run into this conflict every time we get an anime, but we find most people prefer the subbed version, so that's what we're sticking with this time. So it is all in Japanese, but there's subtitles across the bottom of the screen.
Cool. I think you're going to do well with that option.
Yes, the purists, I think, prefer it that way, the subbed version, so that's what we're just sticking with this time.
Okay. Now, a man with a chainsaw head fighting monsters and demon-y things, what sort of rating is on this one?
So the show is actually R-16, but the rating on the movie is R-13 for violence, horror, and sexual themes. And if it's taking a page out of the show, which I'm sure it is incredibly violent. So I will let everyone know that up top.
All right. So there'll be people who know this. There'll be people like me who haven't heard of it before. I recommend checking out the trailer maybe.
It is. It's insane. Like I do promise you it's a fun trip. But if you're tired of kind of conventional storytelling, this is not that. It's off the rails, but somehow sweet at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. The movie is called Chainsaw Man, the movie Rizzy Ark.
Yeah. They have long titles over there.
Okay. And how often is this R-13 little number screening?
Twice a day. So you can catch it kind of early evening or at night.
All right. Cool. Do, as I say, check it out if you know nothing about this. The animation in these things is generally pretty beautiful.
Yeah, it's actually done by Studio MAPPA, who kind of wins a bunch of anime awards every year because, like, their action scenes go so hard. It's almost like you can't conceive how, like, a bunch of animators came up with this. It had to take forever. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Yes. I'm deep in the Chainsaw Man well right now. So
yeah. Yeah.
Enthusiasm coming out of me.
Oh no. It's interesting as. Okay. Again, you can check out the trailer through statecinemas.co.nz. Man, we've covered some different movies so far, and I'm eagerly anticipating where we go next.
I think we pivot yet again, Matt. I've got one. I think that's probably going to appeal more to kind of those 20-something-year-old women, because it's a movie called Regretting You that's based off of a book by Colleen Hoover. So what this movie is it follows a mother and a daughter who are sort of estranged and at each other due to a kind of a really sad event that happened that you'll have to watch the movie to find out. But this event sort of unravels some things that sort of skews the daughter's opinion of her mother. And so the movie is just following them, trying to get their relationship back on the rails. But off to the side, the daughter starts dating a bad boy from the streets, and mom don't like it, but she's got herself a bad boy. So there's kind of this this bad boy love story going off to the side, and this deep human story of a mother and daughter trying to work through their differences.
Sure, sure. Okay, and based on a novel. So I'm assuming a few people will know this story and be quite jazzed to see it.
Yeah, and Colleen Hoover is, like, especially on that, like, kind of book talk world, is huge. Like, she did the It Ends With Us, which was that Blake Lively movie that came out last year. She wrote the book for that. And if it's anything like that, I feel like the situation that causes friction between the mother and her is probably going to be, like, some stuff.
Yeah.
She gets pretty dark and tragic with her writing, so I'm sure it's going to be a heavy movie, but it does look like there's some levity in there, a bit of a rom-com element to it as well.
Okay. And cast-wise, anyone who we will know?
I think it's kind of interesting to see McKenna Grace in this. She was like that little girl that was in the Ghostbusters Afterlife that was like really good.
Wow.
And now she's kind of grown up a bit and playing a, you know, an 18-year-old dating bad boys. But it also has Dave Franco, which I think people are familiar with, and Allison Williams as well.
Yep. Okay. So, regretting you, what rating and how many times could we catch this?
It's in for mature for a bit of drug use and sex scenes, and you can catch it 3 to 4 times a day, depending on the day of the week.
Wow. Okay.
And I'll apologize in advance, but for some reason on the street outside of the building, there is literally a group of people doing a haka right now. Ah. So I'm sorry if you can hear that. I don't know what's going on, though, but just thought I'd apologize for that.
Look, no problem. I can't hear it at the moment.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean it isn't coming through. It might just be my dodgy hearing.
Okay, yeah. Just wanted to say I too can hear it if you can hear it.
Okay, cool. All right, so the movie Regretting You starting today, Thursday, yeah?
Yep, that's correct.
All right. Man, okay, you've certainly taken us on a twisty, turny journey, pivoting hard. Do we have something else?
I got two more to go.
All right.
I'll pivot again to the world of horror, and this one I'm pretty excited about. It's a film called Shelby Oaks. And the reason I'm excited about this film is there's a really popular YouTube film reviewer named Chris Stuckman who's been doing film reviewing for like 10 years. So I've been watching him for ages. And he went out on his own and kind of kickstarted and self-funded this movie. And he's a big horror fan. So I'm interested to see, can a YouTuber film reviewer turn director? And this is his first outing. But the movie looks like really interesting. So it starts off with this woman's sister goes missing and she's been trying to look for her. And then one day a man shows up at her door, gun to his head and a tape in his hand. He ends himself and this tape falls on her ground. And what this tape is like a mysterious lead to maybe she can find her sister in this creepy town called Shelby Oaks. And that's sort of the setup for this, but it looks real spooky, real weird, and it's getting really good reviews. So I think if you're into some spooky shit, this is the one to go for.
Wow. Okay. The poster is very strange with the sort of bright glare on a young woman. It's hard to sort of tell quite what's happening there.
Yeah. And the story behind it is like just interesting of like he self-funded it and the movie was so good on its first cut that Chris Stuckman got Mike Flanagan on board with it to help him produce and kind of tidy up the movie.
Yeah.
And Mike Flanagan, he did Midnight Mass, which I don't know if anyone's seen that, or Haunting on Hill House.
Right.
Both are which like award-winning shows. So he's like got a really talented guy to come in there and produce this film. So there's some stature behind this, if you will.
Yeah. Okay. So you're quite excited about this one?
I am, actually. I think I might sneak in tomorrow morning before we open and watch it.
Good on you. All right. So nice bit of horror in there. I'm assuming it's going to come with a bit of a higher rating then?
Yep. So it's an R16 for a bit of violence, offensive language, horror, and suicide, but you can catch this film 2 times a day.
Okay. Shelby Oaks, It Wants Her. Ooh, looks a bit spooky. Check out the trailer if you dare. And get down to State Cinemas if you are a brave soul.
All right, I got one more for you guys, and I'm ending on a big note.
Yep.
I've got The Boss coming through, Nelson. Oh. We've got the Springsteen movie coming. Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere is the title. And this movie looks really interesting. So it kind of covers specifically the era of Springsteen where he did the Nebraska album, which was an interesting time because he was sort of like known for writing these sort of Americana pop songs. And this is an album where he sort of went off to his old house in New Jersey in his bedroom and just with an acoustic guitar and a 4-track recorder. Just recorded it by himself. So it's like kind of his most personal sort of folky sounding album. And it goes over like how that came to be where like all these studios were wanting him to do another big poppy thing. And he just kind of said no and wrote a real personal album.
Wow.
So it's my favorite album from him because I like folky stuff.
Yep.
So I'm pretty excited to see this. And it's getting a lot of buzz because Jeremy Allen White is playing Bruce Springsteen in this, which if you're not familiar with him, I'm sure you actually are. If you've heard of the show The Bear, he's the main chef in The Bear, which I think is what everyone knows him from.
Yes.
So, yeah, so seeing him pull off of Bruce Springsteen is going to be really interesting, and apparently he nails the voice and everything in it.
Yeah, I have seen a bit of press on this in some interviews, and it sounds like he was given, you know, the nod of approval from the boss, who said, you do this, you own it, take this part and make it yours. And it sounds like they had quite a cool thing happening there. I first came across Jeremy Allen White, I think it was the American version of Shameless.
Oh, Shameless, that's right. Yeah, he was. That might be where you know him from as well. Yeah, yeah. Shameless and The Bear, I think, are the two things where people are like, oh, it's that guy.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see him. Like, on the poster, he's got the Springsteen thing going on.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, you know, it was another one of those where, like, what was the movie that came out with Timothy Chalamet? Oh, the Bob Dylan movie, where they actually got the guy to learn how to sing the song. Like, it's not like him doing, like, you know, piped in lip singing to Bruce Springsteen. Like, he's actually singing the songs, which is always really interesting.
Yeah, yeah. What a, take a bit of a brave soul to do that. I'd be like, wow, I'd be terrified of acting full stop, but then adding singing into the thing, oh my God.
And not like anything, like Springsteen's kind of got that deep, gravelly voice. Like, it's like, you know, it's a different kind of thing to mimic.
yeah. Yeah, what an iconic person to be playing. So tell me, what sort of rating and how often can we catch this, knowing that Springsteen has been pretty huge in the whole music scene? I think I remember vividly when Born in the USA just burst out and was everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And I'm excited. Like, if people have just heard that, like, the Nebraska album is so good. So, like, learning about that, it's if you've just heard his poppy stuff, his good stuff is on that album.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's rated M for mature for a bit of offensive language, sex scenes, and mental health themes. And you can catch it 4 times a day. And of course, it's in our biggest auditoriums that have this big stadium, beautiful, big booming speakers. So it'll almost be like a concert experience going.
So brilliant.
Definitely, we're the place to check this one out because it's a music thing and we got the best sound system around.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, playing heaps.
Yes.
Rated, what did we say the rating was?
Oh, yeah, sorry, it was M for a bit of offensive language, sex scenes, and mental health themes.
All right, cool. And check out the trailer. If you haven't seen much about this, as I say, there has been quite a few interviews and stuff I've been bumping into about this, and it's certainly built a bit of buzz, I reckon. If you don't know much about it, head along to statecinemas.co.nz, check out the trailer, and then maybe book yourself some tickets. But yeah, the Nebraska album, interesting focal point, because it certainly wasn't, you know, the big chart topper. May surprise a few people if you...
So good. Yeah, the songs in there are great.
Cool. I've got an uncle who's such a passionate Springsteen fan. I couldn't get away from him growing up. Not the uncle, the Bruce Springsteen. So.
Oh, gotcha. I was like, oh, Matt, we need to talk about something.
Yeah, no. gotcha. Cool. All right. Sounding good and heaps of opportunities to see that one. Brett, man, what a selection of films we've covered today. Anything else you want to quickly touch on before we finish up this edition of At The Flicks?
The last thing I'll touch on is if you go to our website, you'll see that BIFF button at the top of our page. The British and Irish Film Festival starts officially next week. So I just want to remind everyone there's still tickets left, but there's 3 weeks of the best cinema from England and Ireland being showcased here. All in Cinema One, all day, every day. There's 23 different movies being featured in it. So hop in there and check that out.
Yeah, don't miss out. Some of these things, of course, well, they'll all be very limited screenings. So yeah, do not miss out.
Absolutely. But that is it for you guys this week. On top of just we've got like 20 other movie screenings. So we've got it all here.
You do.
Tons of movies.
Hey, Brett, thank you so much for joining us for another At The Flicks, catching up with what's happening down at State Cinemas, Trafalgar Street, Nelson. We will talk to you same time again next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt, and I hope to see you guys out here. Cheers.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community Access Media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.